The plants then carry out photosynthesis at the surface of the water. They have to have sufficient light as well as nutrients. The euphotic zone then is the upper layers of the lake and the sea where you get sufficient sunlight. Now, the euphotic zone's got a different depth in a fresh water to the marine water. It depends a lot on the particulate matter that's likely to be present as to how far the light penetrates. The nutrients that are needed then, the magnesium's typically abundant coming out of our clay minerals, but nitrogen and phosphorus are typically not, so they will limit plant growth in most situations. Because, as we'll see in the phosphorus cycle, phosphorus is not a very soluble element. It's typically phosphorus that's limiting. We need phosphorus whereabouts in biology? Where?
Bones.
Bones, yep, just one place, yep. ATP, yes. Any more? Yes. Yeah, okay. What did DNA stand for? Ribonucleic acid. Yeah, where does the P come from in that? Yeah, it's in the chains, yeah. Now, in our DNA, what was our simplest monomer sort of unit? Nucleoside or nucleotide? Yeah, nucleoside. What was the nucleoside composed of? A heterocyclic aromatic amine base. Yeah. Attached to which sugar? A deoxyribose sugar. Yeah. Now that's the nucleoside. Now what's the nucleotide? It's got the phosphate attached to it, so that's where the phosphorus comes in. Now that's your monomer, and you then keep joining them together to make the DNA. Okay, so that's why we need our phosphorus. We've got it in ATP, which is our cellular energy, big mover and shaker, and then in DNA, and obviously in RNA as well. What was the difference between RNA and DNA? Yeah, that's one thing, yeah. Molecular structure. It's easy. But what does it stand for, RNA? It doesn't have a deoxy. Yeah, remember? Okay, so that's the difference. This one's a ribonucleic acid, the other one's a deoxyribonucleic acid. Yeah. Good. Okay, just seeing if you're still there, that's good, you're still there. Now, a major difference between what's going on in a freshwater system, what's going on in a marine system, is in a marine system, silicon can become a limiting nutrient. So if you have a look in that little brimblecone book, it's got some quite good pictures of silicon diatoms. So these guys then are not using carbon as the building block for their structure. These guys are using silicon as the building block. They're not using calcium and phosphate and stuff for making bones and things. They're using silicon and